Well, good morning, friends. This is Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, today we have a very special guest. This is something I'm going to start introducing again, where I'm going to introduce people and interview people whom have affected my life and who I feel are working with their soul purpose. And my very first guest of 2024 is the wonderful Valerie Sheehan. And Valerie's on the line. And Valerie is an author of best-selling books called Tony the Turtle. And I want to introduce you now to Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Grainne. How are you?
That was a lovely intro. Great. Oh, there you go. Sure, my people who listen to me know I wing this a lot. So it literally comes from my soul out of my mouth. So I am really honored to meet you today, Valerie. And you are a special education teacher in Scolaina, is it Aina?
Scolaina in Cork, yeah.
Scolaina. Cork, and you were a tutor for 12 years. And as you wrote in one of your beautiful blogs, you said you just decided that due to the lack of resources for children and parents diagnosed with autism, this wonderful idea of these beautiful, beautiful books, TonyTheTurtle.com books, I'll be giving all the information below, came about. So would you like to tell us a little bit about your journey and how it all began?
I would love to. So I was working as a tutor, as you mentioned there, and I'd just become part of a family. So maybe two families a year I was working with, kind of 20 hours a week with each family, helping the parents and the siblings as much as the child I was working with. Mm-hmm. And then trying to explain how each thing, how to help their child, everything, and saying what resources were available. But to be honest, there was none really available. It was all text heavy, really hard to understand books. So I wanted to make something a bit light and easy for the whole family to be able to learn, so to simultaneously help the parent and the child and their siblings, of course, to understand how their sibling was feeling after the diagnosis of autism. So that's where the idea came from. And because I was only working with two families, say a year, that's all I was helping. So I wanted to do the book so I could help more families, you know, with everyday activities. I was doing this all the time, but like not helping that many people. Only the people I was with. So that's why I felt that I could create a character and just do everyday activities. I picked a turtle because I wanted the character to have a shell, because a lot of children on the autism spectrum would have sensory overload. And, you know, sometimes they just need to get back into their shell for a while, like we all do, actually. So
indeed.
So that's why I picked the character. Now, it just kind of snowballed because I was just writing them on pieces of paper. I never actually envisaged it becoming a book the first time. I wrote Tony Goes Shopping first. So then they just started helping. So I got an illustrator, and now there's 9 books later, here we are.
So. Oh, isn't that? And I have to say now, they're magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
I really enjoyed them, and just the colors, just and the information that you give, and it's done in such a beautiful way, and I know children, children around the world and families will really benefit from this. It's so beautiful. And why Tony? I think you mentioned before to me Tony was, I think, was your dad. Is that right?
Yeah, Tony was. It was my dad. Yeah, he's passed 10 years now this April, but he was involved at the beginning. He was sick, so I knew he was sick when I started writing the books. But I wanted him to be forever immortalized as a turtle, so he did get to see the first 3 books, which I'm very proud of. So he did get to see them, and he was delighted. My dad actually in his later years worked with adults with autism, actually. So he was amazing.
Isn't that really curious how your dad's legacy will now live on through these books, because they will help so many people, as we say, all over the world. It's beautiful. And when, and have you, as a teacher and as a tutor, have you seen an explanation, that's probably the wrong word, an acceleration even of the autism, people on the autistic spectrum yourself? Do you feel that it's definitely accelerated?
I really do. Even when I started this 10 years ago, it's actually Tony's going to be 10 Thursday week.
Happy birthday, Tony.
There was no resources available. Like, I was doing this because I couldn't find anything for parents. But it's like in the 10 years now since, it's fantastic. The awareness is after growing so much. So there's so many more opportunities for kids in the spectrum, and it's thankfully it has happened. And there's still more work to do, by the way. You know, acceptance and everything is great, but people need to continue to do more.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And like you, so you choose from the books that I've seen, you choose simple everyday experiences that we possibly take for granted, but for a child or an adult or a parent in that situation can be very daunting. Is that correct?
Exactly. It can be very traumatizing to just say, for example, for going shopping, parent takes the child shopping. That was the first book I did, like I mentioned. The noises in the supermarket, the bright lights in the supermarket, there's so much happening. And like children on the spectrum, they would find it hard to interpret sensory signals properly. So everything is overwhelming, which can result in what people call a meltdown, because you literally have to block it all out. So then the parent is trying to understand what's happening and overwhelmed themselves because the child is so upset. And they're out in a public place, like all these things, it's very overwhelming. So the book is trying to teach little ways to make everyday activities less stressful for the child and less stressful for the parent. There's so many little tips you can do to make life easier once you understand what's going on in your child's head. No, I'm not saying I know everything that's going on in their head, but trial and error has, like, everything in the books that I recommend, I have worked with kids on the spectrum. Now, it doesn't work for every child, but, you know, you'll figure your own child out as you put the little practices into place. And the visual schedules are very, very important as well. First and then, you know, it builds a trust with the child, no matter what you're doing, even if it's just a tiny thing. First, have one bite of dinner, you know, then you can, whatever it is that you feel would motivate your own child. Just build up the trust is huge, and have patience to let the child process what you're asking them to do. I would always say to parents, limit your language. That's the first thing you need to do. Literally. So one or two words. There's no point saying, come on, get your shoes, we're going into the car because we're going to granny's house. That's just way too many words. So you could say first shoes, then car. Then once you're in the car, you might say first car, then granny's. And it's just kept very, very simple. And there's no, the child's anxiety levels then are lower because they know what's happening. Everybody likes to know what's happening next.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
Keep it simple. Yeah, absolutely. Keep it simple. Yeah. And tell us, our listeners always like to know a little bit about people I speak with. For yourself, Valerie, your story, you're obviously a tutor and a teacher now. And was this something you always saw? I mean, I know you mentioned you started writing on pieces of paper, but was this something you never ever envisaged that you would actually write in the past, or was it your story that led you to here?
I always entered writing competitions and things like that at school, and never envisaging anything like this. I probably thought, if I was dreaming, that I might write a novel years ago. Yeah, so I never thought about children's books, to be honest, until the path led me to this. And so that's I don't know how to explain it. Maybe there's a novel in me someday, but for now, it's the children's books.
Oh, I'd say there is. I could really see this. I mean, from what I've seen of the books, I mean, my children are obviously adults, but if I had grandchildren, these were the books I'd love for any child and parent. But if this could be made into a cartoon or even games, it's really beautiful.
Thank you. I'd love it to become a cartoon. I had to try to pursue that a couple of years ago, And more recently now, I'm hoping to get an app developed. So that's the next stage for Tony. But like you said there, the idea came from working with kids on the spectrum or with any additional needs. But the more feedback I'm getting, it's that they're working for all kids. And it's just a lovely way of opening a conversation that not everybody thinks the same. So you could explain to your child through Tony, or there might be a child in your class who maybe just needs a movement break or needs some quiet time, or it's easier to understand through a character. And Tony gives children a voice too, which is what I always wanted for children on the spectrum.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you're maybe working in a group with children with special needs or whatever their needs are, would they open up about themselves, or have you found that? Or
they would? I've found a lot of children actually, and it has been lovely, children I've worked with in the past and children in my class now, would say, I flap my hands like Tony, or I want to go into my shell like Tony. It normalizes it, which probably isn't the right word to use, but it's no big deal. I say it sometimes in the class messing when they're all being too loud. I want to go into my shell now for 2 minutes because you're all too loud for me. So
yeah,
it works for everybody.
Oh yes, I think I'm a bit like Tony. I kind of like to live in my shell.
I think there's a little bit of Tony in all of us, I'd say. Definitely.
Of course.
Definitely.
Tony. And have you any, apart from, let's put it out there to the universe now, there may be people listening who could help, you know, maybe getting this in a cartoon form. I really feel that. Or even in a gaming form, like a game or a board game or even some type of, I mean, my children are adults, but you know, a gaming thing where they're Tony on a journey, baby.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless, Grania, I'd say.
Yeah, well, put it out there. Does anyone listen? This can change the world for people. Yeah. And do you feel, is there anything else with Tony's journey that you're envisaging, apart from what we just said there about the app? Is there any other adventures Tony's going to be going on?
I have three more books written. So we'll see. A lot of parents would always ask me about going to the dentist, or going to the doctor, going on holidays. So again, it's endless. I have three written, but it's just producing them is a lot. And I still have a lot of the nine that are available. So I'm going to push those for now. And let's see what happens.
Oh, I'm so excited to be a part of Tony's journey. And if people want to contact you, what is the best way for them to maybe get books for their school or for themselves, teachers, resources, parents?
So the website is tonythetturtle.com, and you can email me directly on val@tonythetturtle.com. And I have an Instagram and a Facebook page, Tony the Turtle Books.
Tony the Turtle Books.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put all those that information up. And so this interview will go out around the world, because there's people all over the world who listen to this. My podcast, which I'm honored to, and you really are one of the real ones, Valerie. I've spoken to you a couple of times, and your vision and your authenticity is really capturing, and it's very exciting, because I've seen the books, and I'm really not just saying this, lads, they are beautiful. So buy them. And
you're gonna top Liam as the number one fan.
Oh, that beautiful child. Yes, that could be I can link that if I can down below. This beautiful YouTube video you did with that beautiful child. Oh, my goodness. We can link that if that's okay with you.
That's perfect. No problem.
Great. And Valerie, I know this is short and sweet because my attention span is short and sweet like Tony the Turtle. So it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. And thank you, Valerie, and bless you for the work you do, because I know it's very precious to your soul.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It's an honor. So friends, It's an honor, absolutely. My first interview of 2024, Valerie Sheehan, a very extraordinary and very wonderful author of Tony the Turtle. So I'll have all the links below. Please feel free to contact Valerie, because these books need to be around the world, friends. So thank you, each and every one of you. Keep passing and sharing on these podcasts. And until I'm back again telling you what's going on in the world, much love and blessings. And so it is. Thank you.